Message number 14. Rise of satanic groups and world control. Saturday, November 20, 2010 at 07:20. My daughter, tell my children the serpent is about to spring. They must not allow themselves to fall into his evil trap from which there is no return. He, the serpent, has many guises. His followers, brainwashed with the promises of power and glory by each other, are plotting now to inflict a range of events around the world which will cause untold grief, pain, and horror everywhere. My children will be none the wiser. Those children who have been shown the truth and guided by me are brave souls. They are trying desperately to warn the world of these terrible groups splintered in all directions, all with one goal in mind. Littered in every country, present in every level of authority, they plot in secret. There are those innocent members, part of the evil society, who do not realize the reality of the truth. Instead, they go about doing their good deeds without understanding the acts of evil their elders are perpetrating in secret. Make no mistake, these seniors are devout followers of Satan and engage in rituals of adoration which, were other people to witness them, they would retch with horror at the obscene acts of satanic worship and allegiance to the evil one's promises that are at the core of their organizations. For those of you who find the words of my brave souls amusing, hear me now. Failure to understand the truth and to listen to those brave voices will destroy your life, your faith, and your livelihood. For so long, these people have been plotting for control. Their works are evident in many, many countries, but are designed to happen in such a way that those children who go about their day-to-day business do not realize what is happening. Serpent will spring now. When I say the serpent is about to spring, I mean now. He and his wicked evil army of proud and hungry beasts are marching with speed and determination in every walk of life. They run your life in ways that you are not aware. Because they are being guided by the deceiver, they are cunning, charming, smart of tongue, greedy, ruthless, and have only one goal in mind. They, through the banks, modern communications, the military, religious organizations, and government, will want to rule you all. Watch out and listen now. Not conspiracy theories. My warning and those of my beloved children will be dismissed as conspiracy theories. Sadly, they are not. This situation, my daughter, has not come about suddenly. This group, and I am referring to just one group now, have been plotting, scheming, and recruiting from the upper echelons in society for centuries. They have murdered those who have exposed them in the past. They have murdered leaders, including renowned and talented figureheads, down through the centuries. They are brothers in blood and devour the flesh of mankind. Satanic relics. They pay homage to the obscene relics and signs that the serpent desires. This, make no mistake, is a powerful and frightening group. So powerful are they that it will be hard to escape from their clutches once your livelihoods, food, and money are reliant on them. My children, many, many people in power in governments, banks, food industries, and aid agencies do not know what is happening, nor will they until the end of the Great Tribulation, which is about to take place. Then they will see the beast emerge, who will bring about swift change, so that all of you will have to fight like never before to hide from his evil regime. Once the beast and his followers control your money, they will control all except one thing. They cannot and must never try to steal your souls. Yet this is exactly what they will try to do. For those of you who questioned this message of truth sent to you because of the desire I have to help you guide you and reveal the truth, hear me now. If you do not believe this message, I through the prayers I will request through my followers pray that you will see the light. I plead with you to watch and be on your guard for the signs of these evil power hungry beasts who salivate at the plan and the false glory they will yield. Make no mistake, controlling your ability to earn money, your access to it will not be enough. No, they will want much, much more from you. They will want to control what you eat, drink, and where you live. To do that, you need now to take the following action to protect yourself. Find shelters. Please find shelter as groups of believers. I will send you the light to help you survive. Begin to grow your own food. Save what food you can and put it away. Begin to plan now as if awaiting a storm. Know that darkness will descend to such an extent that to survive you must be prepared. Listen to the prophets. Don't make the same mistakes when my people would not listen to my prophet Noah. They turned their backs on him, refused to listen. They went about their day-to-day lives as they ate and laughed in total oblivion to the horrible fate that awaited them. Rise now. Turn to my eternal Father God the Most High for guidance. Prepare your families for the forthcoming seeping darkness about which you cannot fathom now. Pray, pray, pray for the courage not to accept the mark of the vicious beast. He through his evil army will try to inflict what at first will be an evil identity stamp. This will be given to you and presented as essential in order for you to draw down money, buy food, travel, live in your homes and trade. This is the ultimate control. You and your genuine political leaders will be powerless. I urge the media, those not infected with this evil group, to look and see what is happening. Expose all who support the serpent and his army, but tread carefully. My children, be fearful of the group and know that they really are there, and that the claims made by those brave, strong people who are trying to expose them are true. For those of you who may think how a message from divine sources could sprout such sensational nonsense, think again. Go back and read the scriptures. The words contained in my Father's Book of Truth are correct. They tell of events from ancient times. They yield the truth in order to guide you to God. The words of my prophets then and now represent the full truth of life to come. The warnings contained in the Book of John, although many people today find them hard to decipher, are based on events which will now unfold. The Book of Revelation accurately foretells a series of events which will be triggered by Satan as the end times approach. He knows the truth that his days are numbered. But he tells my poor children who adore him that paradise of a different but more enticing one than the one promised by God awaits them. Therefore, in his final battle with my eternal Father, he will do anything to steal their souls and as many as possible before the wrath of my Father descends. He, Satan, is in a hurry. Run the other way. Fend for your families and pray like you have not done for a very long time. Prayer will protect you all. Renew your faith now, and when the 3 days of darkness descends on the earth, they, my followers, will light their homes with ease. The terrible darkness of which no man can fathom is blacker than night. To the non-believers and those who sing the praises of the beast, they will realize the truth at that point. because they will not escape the blackness as it descends. Stand up, my children, now and fight. Plan for survival in both body and soul as the evil deeds of these people unfold before your eyes. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ.